Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dana Kunze, and he is the chairman of the Hitchcock House Board. Good morning to Dana.
Good morning, Levon.
Dana, in June, coming right up this Sunday, history teacher Barry Jurgensen is walking 500 miles. Why is he doing that?
Well, twofold. You know, a lot of people think that history is over and done with, but Barry's been very involved with the Underground Railroad and having his students study, in particular, sites along the way. But through that, he's become very interested in what the National Park Service has made known to us, is that slavery is still occurring throughout the world. In fact, I think they estimate that over 2 million people worldwide live in that condition. And I don't mean poorly paid or under-rewarded, but I mean slaves, property of other people. And he wants to draw a parallel to the historic slavery that we're familiar with here in Southwest Iowa and the Underground Railroad, and trying to get education out on modern-day what is referred to as human trafficking.
Yeah, most of us are so innocent. We, you know, if we live in freedom, we don't think about that there are people like that, and not just in a foreign country. That's happening here in the United States. So we do need to have our senses, I think, raised a bit. Now, the path he is taking, when you say a parallel, is the path, as I understand, that the Underground Railroad took from Nebraska City to Chicago, Illinois. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And in particular, it was the path used by two fairly famous escapees, Eliza and Celia, who escaped from their master, Mr. Knuckles, over in Nebraska City, and made their way through southwestern Iowa and through the Lewis area, and then on toward eastern Iowa and eventually Chicago. And Chicago was the point where most escaping slaves found their way onto ships that were moving east across the Great Lakes, and then ultimately up into Canada, into communities and villages that would have had black settlements.
Yes. It's just, you can't hardly imagine. I can't even imagine how all of that happens, how somebody is so brave and has to go through all of that. But now, one of the stops, and we can talk a bit more about that, but one of the stops he's making is this Sunday at Hitchcock House.
That's correct. This Sunday, June 5th, Barry will be at the Hitchcock House National Landmark site, and he'll be giving a presentation, a free presentation in the barn, about the historic aspect of his travel as well as the modern-day concern. And that's going to start at 2 o'clock in our big red barn, so bring a folding chair, a comfortable chair. And we kind of have a threefold program on that day. Barry is certainly our headliner with the media attention that he's drawing on this walk, but we have two other elements that will be of interest, I believe, as well.
Okay, and tell us about those.
In addition to Barry, we will have Doug Jones, who is a state archaeologist and has been certainly leading a lot of research across Iowa about the Underground Railroad. And so he'll be present representing the State Historical Society. And then Deanda Johnson, who is a National Park Service person out of the Omaha office related to historic trails, and in particular the Underground Railroad sites, will be present to give the stamp for the National Park Service passport system to the Hitchcock House. Now, anybody that's traveled to the national parks will know they've had a passport booklet, and you can get your booklet stamped as you attended those parks. Well, now they're doing that with nationally recognized Underground Railroad sites, and Hitchcock House is one of those sites. So she'll make that presentation, and the first stamps will be made on Sunday.
Well, that's pretty exciting. For people who know about that, one more way to draw people to the Hitchcock House.
Exactly right, and this is certainly something that even a lot of the other Underground Railroad sites won't have access to yet, because they are not a Network to Freedom site, as the Hitchcock House is. And so we're especially pleased to be getting that stamp. We're just very fortunate with the history that we've preserved. The county can be very proud of what's been accomplished there. The National Park Service frequently refers to the Hitchcock House as one of their favorite Underground Railroad sites in the entire nation. So that's awfully fortunate that we have saved it here.
And fortunate because so many people like you and others, as you go back in a bit of more recent history in terms of saving the house, but it's not just a house. It's all of the information that goes with it.
That's exactly right. And we're just becoming very pleased with the amount of site information and the other families that were involved. And there isn't a year that we aren't adding names to our lists of people who were involved and having a better and better idea of the history of the communities along the way. But certainly to be able to add the local stories to the national story is what we're particularly proud of.
Dana, will the house be open for tours on Sunday?
It will. There will be a time from 2 o'clock to about 3 when the program is going on that we'll want our tour staff to be able to join us too. So tours will start at 1, but then we'll take a break from about 2 to 3, and then tours will take up again from 3 to 5. And those are our regular hours from Tuesday through Sunday is 1 to 5.
Okay. But I know that if somebody has a group that's coming to town, whatever, they can make arrangements for other times.
Oh, you bet. We do that. We do morning tours when they're arranged, evening tours, even tours off-season in the colder months. If people are willing to brave the elements, we're willing to meet them. We're awfully glad to have them come.
And there's not much heat there in the house, right, if you're in there in the cold weather. Or no air conditioning when it's 100 degrees either. That's the way life was. So if people want to make a contact, you have a website that you keep up to date?
Well, if you're trying to keep track of Barry's walk, because he'll be starting tomorrow from Nebraska City, and at the end of tomorrow, he'll be at, I believe Tabor, and then the next day he'll be at Hastings, and then Red Oak, and then Elliott, and then, like I said, on the 5th, he'll be at Lewis at Hitchcock House at 2, and he's going to stay on site, I believe, and camp there overnight, and move on to Cumberland the next day. And if you want to follow his progress, for those of your listeners who are Facebook followers, all they have to do is type in Walk Forever Free.
Okay, Walk Forever Free, okay.
And that should pull up some information about his preparation and the journey. And he invites people to walk along with him. So if you are inclined and you want to take an afternoon or a morning to walk along your portion of the route, that's something that you can do too, but I would advise you to check that site as to where they're leaving from and where they're going to end up that day.
I'm sure plans are well laid, but there are things like really bad weather. There are other kinds of things that can happen, so the best laid plans might have to change a little, so need to keep up to date if you're going to do that. But it would be a good chance to not only walk, but to talk with Barry and learn more about him and his journey and more information not only about our past history, but about what's happening now with the human trafficking. So, Dana, you mentioned several times, this is Hitchcock House is on the national radar. I mean, you've received several kinds of recognition. What's the next thing? What are a couple of goals that you have in mind? It doesn't just stop.
Well, no, we certainly keep going. As far as historic research right now, we are really focusing on the genealogy of the other Underground Railroad families in the neighborhood, and I don't only mean just Cass County, but I mean Montgomery County and surrounding areas. we are just discovering a wealth of great information as we are getting into the family histories and how these families were interrelated. You probably recall several years ago when we discovered that John Brown was actually a second cousin to a Lewis resident by the name of Oliver Mills. And we certainly knew that they had spent time together, and Oliver Mills confessed to his work on the Underground Railroad, but he never told anybody he was a second cousin to John Brown.
Maybe didn't want to claim it at that time. But Dana, again, this Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Big Red Barn near Hitchcock House, the part of Hitchcock House, folks are invited to gather and hear a really interesting program. And we want to thank you very much, Dana, for visiting with us.
Well, thank you so much, LaVon. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Okay, until next time, here's a thought from Nelson Mandela. For to be free is not just to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others.